Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Number two, Crazy Charlie and brand new facilities. Yeah, the local mothership, WNSR, moved. They've been in the transition for a couple of months, but finally got the move done after a lot of rebuilding and refurbishing and updating, and they've been working literally all day and all night to get this done. And Crazy Charlie is... This morning is the new launch at the new facility. So, different part of town, located not far. If you folks, I don't know if this is a good landmark for you, but not real far from where the, what used to be called, well, it still is called that, but it's not a mall, 100 Oaks. Yeah, 100 Oaks. Used to be a thing. Now it's there's some businesses over there, but it's not a mall like it used to be. Vanderbilt's got a health place over there too. There's a big theater out there, etc. Yeah, that area. Couple of miles from that. That would be the landmark you're looking for. So just outside of downtown 615. Let's get a call here. 888-702-5494. It's a little early, so I'm surprised. Cosby Cattleman.
Another Monday, another empty bottle of Tullahoma tea, another cattle call, Bill. Did you make it through a good Father's Day weekend there?
That brisket was good. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you and your 12 kids.
It's 15 now. I adopted three over the weekend.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, that's kind of exciting about y'all relocating there. I always kind of, that part of Nashville's always kind of interested me a little bit because, you know, you got Brentwood right there.
Right.
And then you got Charlie's neighborhood, Antioch, right next door. It's like one of those Charles Dickens movies in real time, you know?
Antioch, where Charlie is now, I think I read, the official most growingest, that's a word right there for you, place in the area. Antioch is booming right now.
Oh, is it? Well, forever, yeah. You know, it's one of the roughest parts of town.
Correct. I mean, I'm not saying that bullets aren't still flying, but it's growing.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I used to like that Baja Burrito and that Calypso Cafe up there off that exit, so that's a kind of interesting move. So they're out of downtown now? They're coming down towards the Wilco?
Correct.
Did they cash out on a real estate deal, or is Adam actually making some money for you guys?
I think they cash. I don't even know.
Adam, get off the golf course, make a little money, make a real estate deal.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, Bill, I wanted to, all things bring up, officiate today, referees, umpires.
Correct. Yep.
And also something on the media.
I was just talking about this. My son was up there. They had a 7-on-7, and he stayed. I don't know where you dormed at, but he stayed in Hess Hall over the weekend.
Oh, they call it the zoo.
Correct. I lived there. It was a dump back then, and I assume it's still a dump.
Yeah, forever they didn't have air conditioning in that thing.
They didn't when I was there, but they – he's just a freshman in high school, but they went up there, and I asked him where he stayed. It was Hess Hall, the zoo. And I said, where'd you eat? Because there used to be a place on the first floor, and he said somewhere like in the basement. They have a kitchen or something. I don't know what they've got, but they ate down there.
When I got there, they tried to put me in Grieve, which was built back in the 20s.
I remember that.
No air conditioning.
Right.
And I said, nah, you boy, the cattleman doesn't play that way. I was at the top of the presidential court, made a couple of phone calls, air conditioning, private bathroom, cable TV.
Yeah, Grieve is nicer than Hess, but it wasn't very nice.
Yeah, all old. Presidential Court's where I, you know, 20 years ago, that was the place to be.
Well, that's where Carrick is and all that.
I had a skyline view. I was up so high. I was looking down on the Sun's Fair, Bill.
What?
Hey, Bill, now, go ahead.
No, is grief still a thing?
Yeah, Bill, I walk around over there like any of these college campuses. They're building constantly. I tell you what, that's one thing. You probably any of these big SEC schools, you walk around, you see cranes. You wouldn't know we went through the Great Recession on these college campuses. I'd walk around over there, I don't even recognize the place.
I definitely wouldn't recognize it then.
They got sky bridges, you know. Neyland Stadium looks totally different, and I'm sure every big major state school in America is the same way. That's probably the biggest scam. These contractors get in there, give some money to the school. Next thing you know, they're building a dormitory. Pretty nice rat mouse trap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Bill. Okay, let's go. Yes. Let's go officiating first, and I want to say something about media.
Okay.
Bill, you can find this on Vegas Insider. It's an AP article. I saw it in the local paper, but it talks about the life of officials. And I think it's actually SEC officials, Power 5 officials, football.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just ask you, what do you think? I mean, everybody knows these guys have real jobs during the week, but you'd be surprised how much time they have to put in on weekends and during the week. How much do you think in a Power 5 conference these guys make a football game per official? If you had to guess.
Well,
after expenses.
Right, because they get all that taken care of too. I'm thinking they make, it's got to be four figures, a couple thousand bucks.
$3,000 a game.
Is that okay? That's what I didn't know the exact number, but that's about right.
Okay, well, let's stop and think about this. I'm telling you, Bill, you need to read this article. It sounds like they're probably putting in every bit of 40 hours of their time on this, even though it's a weekend-type gig. They have to do a lot of stuff during the week.
Right.
It's not what you would think, just show up and call a game and, you know, do some video review. It's really involved on what the time. It was amazing to me seeing how much these guys have to do during the week. Okay, you work 14 weeks out of the year. You know, you got 12 games. I think most of these conferences have two off byes and a championship game or whatever. Now, I took the ball game out of it. That works out to about $40,000 a year after expenses. If you just $3,000, and by the way, the smaller FBS schools, I think it's $1,900 a game after expenses. So this is talking just Power 5.
Right.
And that's not a lot of money to me, Bill. For $40,000 a year, you're on TV. You got Kentucky fans trying to ruin your business in basketball. You got $8 million men like Saban making you look like a chimpanzee on TV chewing your ear out for 4 hours.
Right.
For $3,000?
Correct.
I didn't have too much of a – I mean, they say it's a labor of love, and, you know, I'd say that's probably the worst job in America is being a zebra. You're getting booed by both sides. Both coaches are chewing on you. In basketball, if you chew on, you know, official will give you a technical until you shut up.
Try being a little league ump with parents cussing you out and moms F-bombing you, and you're making $30.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They don't pay for expenses.
Yeah, they say there's an official shortage, but they don't think it's going to bleed over into, like, the SEC. But I'm just saying, does that sound like a good deal to you, $3,000? They say they have to sleep double in these hotel rooms, maybe saving a little money. That doesn't sound much of a deal to me. If you really blow it.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know what to.
Well, I mean, in your
officials,
your training, and you're training. There's a lot of things you got to do.
Well, you know, I think one of the guys in this story, I need to pull it up. It's like an ex West Virginia football player. It's kind of a way for these guys to stay involved in the sport. If you love football, if it's your passion, it's maybe there's some fringe benefits. But the headline in the story is it's not for everybody. I can see why, can't you? I mean, like, this is the NFL, but everybody talks about that Saints playoff game last year. How do you think those guys' quality of life was?
Right.
I think they were getting death threats walking out of the Superdome last year.
Probably, I would think.
Okay, but one thing on the media.
Yeah, that's an interesting story.
Yeah, people. Okay. You can find it on VegasInsider.com. It's an AP story. You ought to pick it up and just kind of check it out during the top of the hour or something. One other thing on the media, but I'll get you away. I was kind of turning on DVR, just kind of looking at local news, national news overnight. And this isn't a political call at all, but Trump had Stephanopoulos running around with him. You heard about this.
It's called 30 Hours with Trump or something like that.
Yeah, he might as well let Hillary Clinton interview him. But anyway, he had Stephanopoulos in there, but this is not a political comment. It was a hoodoo. Trump said, Trump sits around for a hoodoo, puts the dude on Air Force One, rides him around in the limo and all this. And I got to thinking,
right,
this Stephanopoulos guy's just coming under to make him look bad. Then I got thinking about Liebaum, and I got thinking about these Jeremy Shapps of the world. When these Jeremy Shapps show up, or even Slayball half the time these days, they're playing that hoodoo game in sports, too. Liebaum, when you go on the Liebaum show, he's on there to humiliate you 9 times out of 10. And then Mike Griffith comes under, hey, Paul, you know, looking like a little lackey, and all the Liebaum's on there trying to make him look like a fool. Don't these people realize when a setup, why can't people see a setup coming?
Well, they know it, but I think the lure of being on Feinbaum on TV is too strong, so they're willing to risk it.
So, okay, go on there and let Feinbaum make you look like a fool and you get some attention. That's the calculation.
Well, I've got one worse than that. We talk about it on the show from time to time. Feinbaum spent years, that's right, plural, years trying to destroy Fulmer, legally and job-wise, and Fulmer does the show these days.
And that's something. I mean, have some
and Fulmer and face. Fulmer acts like we're down there by Bongo Java for the SEC tournament. Crazy Charlie fishes Fulmer out of Bongo Java to come by, and he acts all hesitant, like it's an imposition for him to come by and shake my hand, because I've been critical of him. Never tried to ruin his career, though. Just critical of him, and he's sitting there with Feinbaum.
I mean, don't you have any respect for yourself, Fatmer? Come on. I mean, that's an opportunity to throw it right back in that little weasel's face. But I'm telling you, like with all this college basketball scandal, Bill, you got the Jeremy Shapps and the Dan Wolkins and the Slayballs. These guys are all out here to hoodoo these people and get them fired, and they still sit there and talk to them. Sit down for their little
they're all looking for their
documentaries. Why in the hell would you talk to these people?
It's called the gotcha moment. They're looking for the gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the only guy I think is doing a pretty good job with it's old Will Wade. He's pretty much gone underground, hasn't he? Did he finally come out?
Yeah. Now, he spoke at the SEC spring meetings, but he made a fool out of himself.
You know, Bill, this is mostly a football show, but it seems like he's the one that's been caught red-handed the most on tape on this deal. Not his assistants, but actually, you think that guy saves his job? You think he's really going to bring that clown back right there out of Nashville? You know the guy, don't you?
I don't see how. Yeah, he used to come on when he was with Shaka Smart at VCU, and Shaka couldn't do the show. And Shaka came on plenty of times, but if he couldn't, for some reason, Will Wade would come on. Yeah, he's from here.
Wilco product, right?
Correct. Went to Franklin Road Academy.
Mm. Well, I mean, this stuff.
You know where that is.
LSU got their letter, didn't they? They finally start sending these letters out, these level one infraction letters.
I don't know about that. Is that right? I don't know.
I want to research that, but I believe either they've come or they're coming any time now, and I believe LSU's on the line for a level one infraction letter. So maybe old Will Wade, maybe the party might be over for him after all. Old watch-his-face, Peabody coach is available with the $3 million house on Radnor Lake. Didn't win a conference game. Wonder if that house is sold yet.
That's great.
Maybe we can get a Maryland Farms realtor to call in and let us know, Bill. See you.
All right. See you, bye. Yeah, good point. Yeah, Fulmer, Feinbaum, I don't know how many of you go back to this. Doesn't seem that long ago. Feinbaum spent years literally only talking about the Albert Means, Alabama, NCAA thing. And how complicit Fulmer was, allegedly, for making all of this happen. He'd have lawyers on every day. To the point where Fulmer one year doesn't even go to the SEC meetings in Birmingham. Because there's a threat of him getting a subpoena, so he's told by his lawyers not to go. Fulmer does his head coaching part from the SEC meetings from a speakerphone back at the University of Tennessee to the media that summer. Because of Feinbaum and the whole lawyer thing, this went on every day. Every day. Trying to destroy him. Literally now, these words that I'm using are not purposefully bigger than they should be. Tried to ruin him for years. And he sits there all buddy-buddy. What a boy. You're talking about hypocrisy. Unless Fulmer is just petrified. Obviously, Fulmer is scared of Finebaum. That's all there is to it. There's no other reason or way to describe this. Literally petrified of Finebaum. Because here's a guy who wanted to completely destroy you and your career. Every day of the week, it was about you and what kind of sorry SOB you are for the whole Albert Means thing. And you sit there like you guys are buddies. That you talking about the height of, I don't get it. I don't get it. Skip the break. We'll take it right here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash on 65 southbound at Briley, causing injuries to at least one passenger. The right lane is blocked. Another wreck with injuries still being cleared in Hermitage at Spence Lane and Lebanon Pike. Other wrecks on Briley East at Ellington Parkway, on Murfreesboro Pike, on 24 East at White's Creek, and on 65 southbound at Fern Avenue. It's better to know them than not know them. Free at last bail bonding. Call 615-242-FREE. That's 615-242-3733. I'm A.J. Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
R&M Printing in Mount Juliet reminds us that this graduation season is a time of joy and happiness, but a drunk driver can change the scenario immediately. Do your part. Don't drive drunk. R&M Printing is wishing all a safe and healthy holiday season. This message is courtesy of R&M Printing, located at 7803 Lebanon Road in Mount Juliet. Trust their years of experience for all your imprinted everyday and holiday t-shirts, polos, hoodies, company logos, and more. Call R&M Printing at 615-453-5770.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 888-702-5494.
You cut God's gift to coaching. Just ask Rocky Top. Cut was in town, along with Peyton Manning and Fulmer and whoever else. They were inducting the new Hall of Famers in the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame. That Sports Hall of Fame is where the Baby Space Needle is. Same facility right there. So they were all in town. So everywhere I looked on Twitter over the weekend, it was Cutcliffe, who gets full credit for all the Mannings, including Archie, who's older than him. Yeah, even though Cut wasn't even a coach when Archie Manning, well, he wasn't, when Archie Manning was starring in New Orleans as a pro, or back in his Ole Miss days, Cut wasn't even a coach. Cut gets full credit for Archie and the grandson, Arch. He gets credit for Peyton, gets credit for Eli, gets credit for Cooper, gets credit for Archie and Arch. Yeah, they were all in town over the weekend. Fulmer doing the moderating, the announcing, the commentating, whatever it was over the weekend. It's all over the news here locally, wherever you're at. Now, here's an interesting one. Danny in New York City. Danny is the New York City cop. Big Michigan fan. Monitors the show. His area is around the financial district down there, right in the heart of where Crazy Charlie grew up. Danny in the NYC says, Bill, I've been listening to the Zach Smith podcast, and as a skeptic, I take what he says with a grain of salt. But the Brett Bielema, the Burt Bielema story regarding K.J. Hill was wild. And later it was confirmed by K.J. Hill himself. Here is the story. Yeah, I didn't even mention this. If you listen to the Zach Smith podcast, and I don't go out, I don't have time to search out all these podcasts. I just don't. But this one I've listened to today. I've gone through 5 episodes. Each one of them have some pretty interesting stuff in them. I don't know why I'm attracted to this, but his podcast have been pretty good today. He says when they were recruiting K.J. Hill, now K.J. Hill is from Arkansas. Buckeye receiver K.J. Hill from Arkansas. And when they were recruiting him, he was committed to Arkansas when Brett Bielema was there. And he was due, although committed, he was due to take a trip to Ohio State. So on the Monday before his trip, which was going to be the next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, etc., Chris Ash, former assistant there for the Buckeyes, comes in to Zach Smith and says, and got to remember, Zach Smith was the wide receiver coach. He says, I just got the most bizarre message in the world. It was from Brett Bielema. And his message was, I'm just calling you to tell you that K.J. Hill is not going to take the trip. He's canceling his visit to Ohio State this weekend. I apologize, but I just thought you needed to know. And Chris Ash and Zach Smith were talking, and they were discussing how odd that is. You never get that call. I mean, somebody on another staff's going to call you and tell you about the plans of a recruit, which in this case was supposedly, allegedly bad news for the team that he was supposed to go visit. That's just not normal. You don't have those discussions. You work that behind the scenes, but you do not discuss that, and you certainly don't make a call. And they were just discussing how odd and unusual that was. Well, they ended up calling K.J. Hill's dad, who, according to Zach Smith, was furious about this and ended up cutting Arkansas off. He did take that trip. Yeah, he made the trip and ended up a Buckeye. Had a good career, but I'm just saying. Yeah, that was on the podcast. That was very unusual. It's like Brett Bielema left Wisconsin. there were some relationship issues, but basically Wisconsin is relatively cheap. Now, again, that's relative to some places that aren't cheap. Now, Wisconsin's making money. Got to remember, the Big Ten's cut this last year was $54 million. Wisconsin's going to be okay. Don't misconstrue me here. But he wanted more money for assistant coaches and Barry, as in Barry Alvarez. Not Barry Switzer. Barry Alvarez wouldn't cut the check. Barry Alvarez is relatively frugal. Now, I'm not saying that's a negative thing either. He's very conscious of costs. So Brett Bielema basically left a situation at Wisconsin where he could win. Heck, he could win the league sometimes. He could certainly win the division, win double-digit games every year. Brett Bielema. For Arkansas, because of the money. Yeah, this was a pure money grab. And I'm not saying that's negative. Lots of people do that. But you go to Arkansas, you get Walmart money, you get Tyson Chicken money. Arkansas has got a whole lot of money. Lots of money. And if they like you and you produce, that money can be yours. Put a whole lot of money in your pocket at Arkansas. So he left for that reason, and he gets there, winds up, I don't know if he didn't do any homework, but Arkansas, the SEC West, is a very difficult sell. And I'm a Chad Morris guy, but I don't care who gets the job. It's going to be tough for anybody who gets that gig. You're in a very congested, high-stakes, big-name recruiting SEC West. With any number of teams. Think about the teams in the SEC West. You've got three teams in that league with recent national championships in that division. You got Alabama, you got Auburn, you got LSU. With recent natties. 07 LSU is a recent natty. In the big picture of things, that's a recent natty. That's not a distant natty. How many teams since LSU won it in that crazy 07 season has won a natty? Since LSU did it in 07. Florida, because Florida did it in 08. Alabama's done it a bunch of times, so Alabama. Florida State, Ohio State, Clemson. I think that's it. Five teams have won a natty since LSU won it in 07. Florida, Auburn, Alabama, that's three. Florida State, Ohio State, Clemson, that's six. Okay, six. Yeah, I left somebody out. Probably Auburn. Yeah, I left Auburn's 2010 out. Yeah, it's hard to do. So, yeah, if you get the Arkansas job, and now you're dealing with A&M as well. Mississippi State has their moments. Ole Miss is trying to build back up. So Brett Bielema did this for pure money. Because I'm sure as a competitor, he probably thought he could win there. I guess he thought he could win there. You're not going to win there. Bob Petrino did the best job. And until he got on the chopper with Blondie, he was doing a good job. And then he ruined it there. Yeah, volleyball Blondie on the chopper that fateful day took out Arkansas's football program. Literally that chopper wreck. That one moment there literally took any momentum that Arkansas football had and erased it. And then the fateful moment where they said, here's what we're going to do for a year. We're going to take this crazy guy, John L. Smith, we're going to let him have it for a year. That ought to fix it. I think John L. Smith, that one year, was a bigger wreck than Petrino and Blondie on the chopper. I do. I think that trumped Petrino and Blondie, volleyball Blondie on the chopper. I really do. Talking about killing a program. Oh, my God. We've got the bottom of the hour. Hey, Danny, I appreciate that. I forgot about that part of the podcast. That was interesting. The KJ Hill, Burt Bielema thing. I forgot all about that. Let's get the bottom of the hour here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Wrecks with injuries on 65 South between Briley and Old Hickory Boulevard, and another in front of the Nolensville Pike McDonald's north of OHB. Collisions on 24 eastbound at White's Creek Pike and at Clay Lick Road. Vietnam Vets is slammed westbound near I-65. OnTimeTraffic.net has live traffic cams 24/7. Follow us on Twitter at Rush Hour Rosie. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is the sound of the two new Reese's Lovers Blizzard Treats being made at DQ. But it's not what they really sound like. Listen closer. That's the sound of the extra chocolate in the Reese's Chocolate Lovers Blizzard Treat. Or maybe more peanut butter is your thing in the Reese's Peanut Butter Lovers Blizzard Treat. And whether you pick chocolate or peanut butter, your favorite Blizzard Treats just got happier. DQ, happy tastes good at participating locations.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Tennessee's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association and the Tennessee Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Showers and thunderstorms for this morning, mostly cloudy with your high at 86. Showers and thunderstorms overnight, mostly cloudy with your low at 70. Tuesday, more showers, cloudy with your high at 83. And Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
Oh, speaking of the Hall of Fame ceremonies in Tennessee now. Music City Todd just tweeted, "Hey, Bill, that was at the Omni." I didn't realize that. They did that at the Omni. I assume they did it at the Hall. Not the case. Now, the Omni is just a couple of blocks away from the Hall. But no, that was at the Omni Nashville Hotel. I did not realize that. So cut. And Peyton Manning and Fulmer and all the Rick Bird got into the Hall, which was a good one too. I don't have the list, but Cut in all his glory was at the Omni Nashville Hotel. At least Cut got that right. Now, here is something also that I did not realize. You ready for this, everybody? Brace yourselves for what I'm about to tell you. Phil Tinfoil and his magazine, that's out, which I have never bought. He used to send it to me, but I never bought it. Slava points this out on Twitter. Yeah, Slava is the one who voices things for the show. And he's Russian. He's from Russia. Yeah, we've got a Russian that does things for the show. and we're proud of that. He said, Bill, fraud, steal, that's Phil Tinfoil, Phil Steele, says he forgot about the Citrus Bowl in his magazine, and he also forgot that Missouri had a bowl ban. And he's projecting bowl games for the SEC. Apparently he's got 10 teams in a bowl game, and he's got coming to the 615, which is the Music City Bowl, Missouri playing Wake Forest. So Missouri somehow has weaseled out of the bowl ban, and they're coming to the 615 to take on Wake. They're taking on the claw fence. Dave Clawson. Even though they got a bowl ban, Phil Tinfoil's got them in the Music City Bowl. Wonder what the Music City Bowl thinks of this. So the Music City Bowl is going to host a team that has a bowl ban in defiance of the rules. According to Phil Tinfoil, everybody, he also left out the Citrus Bowl. Period. Now, Phil was always talking about rewrites and how they go back through 20, 30, 50, 100 times before they release it. Apparently, this one got through all the editing. I find that kind of funny. I don't know if you do, but I find that kind of humorous. So that's what you're going to get when you open up Phil Tinfoil's magazine, everybody. Jeff in Chicago. Checking in this morning, says, hey, Bill, does Zach Smith's ranking of Harbaugh being the 10th best coach in the Big Ten classify as college football news from the weekend? Yeah, he opens up, was it the most recent podcast, number 5, I think it was, where he counts down from 14 to 1, which, of course, I'm anti-countdown, the coaches of the Big Ten. And he's got Harbaugh at number 10. He says Harbaugh might be the quirkiest, weirdest dude he's ever run into. That's true. Yeah, Harbaugh is very, very strange. I think his coaching record is better than what the critics say, like Black. Think about what he did at San Diego, at Stanford, at San Francisco. That counts, too. Nobody wants to bring that up. The haters all bash him. I think his record is better than people think. Michigan has not been what people thought would happen to date. I'll give you that. But the more you see him, the weirder and quirkier he gets. He's really awkward. I think he's gotten way more awkward with time. I don't know if he's always been this unusual and this awkward. This disconnected. He's disconnected with people, it seems like, for whatever reason. But Zach Smith's got him the 10th best coach in the Big Ten. Yeah, I wouldn't have him 10th. I'd have him higher than that. He had Scott Frost number 1. At Nebraska. He's got Ryan Day number 2. I'll tell you who he's got number 3. Pat Fitzgerald. Now, we all like Fitzy now. We like Coach Fitz. He's done a very good job at Northwestern considering your limitations there. So I had no problem. I had no problem with some of the rankings. But that one, yeah, Harbaugh. And here's the other thing. He said he grew up, actually as a kid, he grew up a Michigan fan, not a Buckeye fan. That's right. He explained that too. So I appreciate Music City, Todd. The Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame banquet was at the Omni Nashville Hotel. I did not know that. Heck, we were just there. We were at Bongo Java, but I did not know that was coming up. They got so much going on there. No telling what all goes on there that I don't know about, the big events. The big event that I know about is Commitmas. That's there. I know that one. I'm totally connected with that one. College World Series. I have adopted college baseball. I'm enjoying it. And that was never a plan. College baseball, until about 5 years ago, to me was boring. Nobody kept up with it. Nobody knew what was going on. Once the SEC Network started broadcasting games, that's when I got sucked in. Now, I didn't get sucked in the first day, but I really started enjoying it. Steven says here, Bill, it's a perfect pure game at this level. It polices itself. The kids are hungry. And just like football, Bill, it's best played in the South. And Bill, did I mention they support America and our troops? I like that part too. I like that part too. Yeah. I know the right now the women's soccer, it's controversial. You have people refusing to, what are they doing? Not putting their hand on the, are they kneeling? I'm not even keeping up with it. But I see it on Twitter. And obviously it's polarizing. Whichever way you're siding here. I've got a very simple philosophy when it comes to whether you're kneeling or turning your back on the flag or burning a flag or whatever's happening. I've got a very simple philosophy. They've got the right to do that, and I've got a right to not like it. It's that simple. And I'm glad we have freedoms in this country that give them the right to do that. I wish they wouldn't do it, but I'm glad that we have that freedom. And I'm glad that I've got the freedom to say I strongly disagree with that. I've got the right to not like it, and I don't. It cuts both ways. They want it to only flow one way. It cuts both ways. Yeah. Flows left, it flows right. Flows both ways. We'll take the break here. One more break in hour number two. Presented by the place where we were just there, literally on Friday. Omni Nashville Hotel.
In Jolton, collisions on 24 eastbound at the White Creek Pike exit, as well as at Old Hickory Boulevard and Clay Lick Road. Use Clarksville and Old Clarksville Pike to avoid. Vietnam Vets is slammed westbound near I-65. 65 is slow but pretty steady southbound toward Trinity in the North Loop. Dickerson Pike is heavy west of Cedar Hill Park. Smashville Moving Company will clean out your basement, attic, or garage. SmashvilleMovingCompany.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown Vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
If you've been hearing about the many benefits of CBD, start exploring at ease. You'll find a vast array of curated products, CBD lotions, soaps, scrubs, oils, oh, and highly useful CBD information Ease has gathered for you, along with a knowledgeable concierge at the ready for a live chat. Ease is truly all things CBD, delivered right to your door. Go to easewellness.com. That's easewellness.com. E-A-Z-E wellness.com.
I love my community. And as a doting dad.
Daddy's home.
A devoted son.
There you are, Joe.
And a good neighbor.
Hey, man.
The people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door. But as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
We are presented by the Omni. We're going to be in that neighborhood Friday. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Hang it out this Friday. Yeah, back to Zach Smith. Talking about KJ Hill, his recruitment. Bielema calls Chris Ash, says he's not coming on his trip. Ended up helping them. Made KJ Hill's dad really mad. That's been confirmed, apparently, by KJ Hill. But Danny in New York City was the one who got me started on that. But Zach Smith explains he grew up a Michigan fan for a period of time. When he was a young kid in the late 80s, got to remember, they fired his grandpa, Earl Bruce. And they brought in, what, John Cooper after that. And as a young kid, he just followed their lead, and the family ended up hating Ohio State because they fired Earl Bruce, his granddad. So they pulled for Michigan over Ohio State as a kid. They didn't start pulling for Ohio State again, according to Zach Smith, until they hired the sweater vest. They liked the sweater vest. When he took over, which would have been his first year, would have been, what, 01? They started pulling again for Ohio State. And that's the way that worked out. According to Zach. So he said, look, when I'm picking Harbaugh 10th or whatever he picked him at in the league overall, because this is not Mr. Buckeye being anti-Michigan. I actually pulled for Michigan in my young, juvenile, delinquent years. Yeah, they fired Grandpa, man. You can't put up with that crap. Can't run off Earl Bruce. Tell you what, the loyalists to Earl Bruce, they're really, that describes it. Brian Benio, who was with us on Sirius XM, a partner of ours, business partner, down in Marietta. Down in Marietta, he was recruited by Earl Bruce and loved him. Yeah, he was the number two ranked linebacker in America, class of like 85 or something, down in Georgia, and was a Buckeye fan, family from there, et cetera, and signed with them, ended up going up there and then got hurt, and his career was cut short because of an injury, but loves Earl Bruce. Loves him. I believe this is Slava. What's up, Slava?
Good morning, Bill King. It is a beautiful day here at Omaha, Nebraska. It is. I had lots of fun yesterday watching the black and gold. Unfortunately, at the expense of my mistress team, the Louisville Cardinals.
But let me explain this to everybody. Slava likes Vandy. He lives here in the 615, but you also like Louisville. I forgot about that conflict when thinking about you. I forgot about that when they played.
Yeah, Louisville takes best care of you as a college sports fan. You could buy top-shelf bourbon at the stadium for cheaper than beer at Bridgestone Arena.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yes, you can get the Maker's Mark. You can get the Woodford. You can get the What do I have here in the bag? Hold on. Let me see. What else do I have here? You can get the Buffalo Trace. You can get the Jeffersons. Oh, they're at the stadium.
Wow. So you can get Woodford Reserve. Oh, my gosh. That's
Woodford
the good
Reserve
stuff.
Have an advertisement in the stadium. You can go to a Yum Center, get top shelf bourbon. And then you see, oh, we don't want it. Oh, we are above that. We are Georgia. We have tombs of dead bulldogs in our stadium, but no freaking liquor.
Yeah, you know, you got to remember now, we're part-time Bible thumpers. You got to remember that down here.
Yes, yes, until the sun goes down. I know all the stories, dear King. I want to talk to you about business. Respect and money are not the same thing. Respect and money are both currency.
Yep.
They are not the same thing, especially when you have one job. And that leads me to a former colleague of yours, Theo Steele. He is worse than Chinese Steele. He gave too much love to Michigan, say they're going to make college football playoffs. But who would want players? They have no players this year. They have Florida going to the Liberty Bowl. Oh, what? The same team that humiliated the Michigan and the Jordan, the Mercedes-Benz spaceship bird's nest thing. Yes, them. And then you have Misery, who has a ball bat going to a ball game. And then, worst of all, you even leave off the Florida Citrus Bowl off your predictions. This is why I invest my money with someone I could trust, and that is Brad Powers. Brad Powers makes me money. Brad Powers better than Fidelity, better than Prudential, better than all of them. Brad Powers gives me better return on investment than any other investor for entertainment purposes only. So, Bill King, I have to thank you because you have been a, what do we want to call you? You've been a secondary contributor to my retirement fund, which I will never use. But thank you, Bill King. You have a great day and beautiful day here in Omaha, and I will see you soon.
Bye, Slava. I wanted to ask him, next time he calls, remind me. I want to ask him if he's watching or if he watched Chernobyl. Slava might have been nearby then. I don't know. Was Slava here in the States in 1986 when Chernobyl melted down? Yeah, I'll ask him next time. Bobby Doe on Twitter. You can get Woodford Reserve at a Louisville baseball game. And us Bible thumpers down here get all nervous about a beer being sold at a game. That's a very good point. Bobby Doe. Harbaugh Bill at Stanford proved that the B1G offense from the early 80s was better than any Pac-12 defense of the 2000s. Yet Stanford, now he had a superstar quarterback, but he would just line up and mash people if he needed to. Who was that big old running back? Toby Gerhart. Remember that animal? Just line up. Remember that Stanford Virginia Tech bowl game where he just destroyed them. I mean, eviscerated them. Jeff 2 says, Bill Petrino was outstanding at Arkansas, but from an achievement standpoint, the best football coach in Vietnam since Broyles was Houston, Dale Nutt. Had a couple of SEC title game appearances, was ranked 5th in November and 8th versus Florida in the 06 title game. Yeah, my boy, Houston Dale Nutt. Houston, I've talked to Houston about it, not recently, but a while back, a bunch. And he just said, Bill, just time ran out at Arkansas. It's just time to go. And remember, he got to keep all the Arkansas money they owed him, they paid him, and he took the Ole Miss job. Houston Dale Nutt did a brilliant financial thing. He was able to double dip. He was able to escape Arkansas before they fired him. Got to keep the money, meaning the money they owed him. Plus, he got all the Ole Miss new money. That's brilliance right there. I love a capitalist. God, I love that. Is that not an incredible story? Yeah, Houston Dale Nutt put a whole lot of cash in his pocket now. He's going to be okay. I bet you Houston Dale Nutt for Father's Day didn't even have to cook his own brisket like I had to. Slaving by the Rec-Tec Bull. I bet you he was able to order out. That's what kind of money he put in his pocket. Good for him. Hour 3 coming up. Omni.